Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So the title of our article is What to Wear This Winter, and on day two of this article we've learned that Pat and Laura are going to head to the clothing store to get some clothes to wear this winter.
That's right. Pat decided that swimming trunks isn't the warmest thing to wear in the middle of winter.
I've tried it. It ain't great.
No, it's not even when you're wearing socks. So he's going to go and get some warmer clothes, but of course they had to get to the store, and it was raining outside, so they were talking about some of the different types of clothes that they can wear, and maybe something waterproof would be good, because here in Taiwan, even though the winter isn't as cold as some places, it is very wet, and it does rain a lot. So there's lots of things to think about when you're getting cold on a winter's day in any part of the world, because the weather can really affect you in big ways. So let's check out our article and see what kind of excitement and fun things they can find to buy at the clothing store.
Reading.
What to wear this winter? Pat and Laura are at a clothing store.
I want to get these earmuffs. They're so cute.
I'm more interested in these gloves and long stockings. One of the keys to dressing for the cold is keeping your hands and feet warm.
Wow, you sound like an expert. What else do you want to check?
I also want to buy the biggest, thickest jacket they have.
Staying warm doesn't just mean dressing like a bear.
Do you have any bright ideas?
You should dress in layers. Each layer of clothing traps air between it, and trapped air stops you from losing heat.
I see. So I should put on a long-sleeve t-shirt, then a wool sweater, then a jacket over it all.
Now you're talking. You could also try one of these down jackets.
Well, on top of these, the hand warmers here definitely grabbed my attention.
Pat, you look hot.
Yeah, I know I look sexy.
I mean warm, silly. Your face is red.
Pat sighs and puts down some clothes. So the article starts with some description, which we already know. Pat and Laura are at a clothing store.
Well, they made it.
Yeah, that's good. They didn't freeze and lost in the
pneumonia.
Snow.
Yeah.
Laura says, I want to get these earmuffs.
Ooh.
So earmuffs are these big, large, kind of warm, furry, soft pads that cover both ears and are usually joined in the middle by something. Guys don't tend to wear earmuffs as much unless they're skiing, maybe.
Yep.
But they are quite popular with girls. They like to kind of keep their ears warm in the winter, and earmuffs do that for you.
Absolutely. Guys don't like them as much, but guys, smart guys, should wear them because if you've ever been out on a cold day with earmuffs,
really
they make a huge difference.
They do.
You do lose a lot of heat through your ears, so you feel much warmer when you have earmuffs on. And Laura loves the earmuffs. They probably have like a little cartoon character, or they're a cute color, because she says they're so cute. If something is cute, it's attractive, and you like it.
Pat, meanwhile, he's not really looking at the earmuffs. He says, I'm more interested in these gloves and long stockings.
Oh, well, so hands and feet are also good.
Yeah, very important. So stockings, gloves are for your hands. Stockings are for your feet. Stocking is spelled S-T-O-C-K-I-N-G, stocking. And these are very long socks that go way up past the knee. Now, some female stockings, they can kind of be like business ones. They're quite thin, and you can wear them under a skirt, and they will keep your legs warm, but they could also be the really warm woolen ones that you might want to wear in winter underneath your pants, really, just to kind of keep your legs cold.
Yeah, if you're a lady in the cold day wearing a skirt, that can be a
definitely
cold,
want stockings.
So you might want some stockings.
And of course, the other kind of stockings are the sort that kids hang up on just before Christmas.
Big long socks.
Big long stockings, then the hope that Santa Claus will fill them with gifts.
And not coal.
No.
And Pat has a really good bit of advice here. here. He says, one of the keys to dressing for the cold is keeping your hands and feet warm.
Yeah.
All right. When you're dressing for a certain time or place, that means wearing the right clothing for it, right? So dressing for a wedding is different from dressing for
the beach
or a friend's casual birthday party. The type of clothes, the appropriate clothes, the right clothes is what we're talking about when we're talking about dressing for something. So dressing for the cold, keep your hands and feet warm, and that will do a lot.
And Laura is impressed by this and says, wow, you sound like an expert. So this word expert is spelled E-X-P-E-R-T, expert. It's a noun. You could use it as an adjective. You could be an expert something, an expert scientist, an expert mountain climber.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is a noun, an expert, and an expert is a person who knows a lot about a particular subject. You've maybe studied it, you've had a lot of experience of it, you just know a lot. For example, dinosaur experts now say that many of the dinosaurs likely had feathers.
Well, and yeah. I guess they should know because they're the experts.
Mm-hmm.
They're the guys with the PhDs and stuff like that. All right, well, Laura's getting back to the shopping, so they found some earmuffs, some gloves, stockings. So she asks, what else do you want to check? What other things do you want to look at?
And Pat says, I also want to buy the biggest, thickest jacket they have.
Mm.
So his long coat, I guess he's feeling that's not quite good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
he's
not waterproof,
too. Yeah, he's getting something even bigger and thicker. Remember that word from yesterday, thicker.
And Laura has a good bit of advice now. She tells Pat, staying warm doesn't just mean dressing like a bear. So Pat's kind of thinking, hey, if I get the thickest jacket, that will be the warmest jacket. I will be the warmest person. I'll be happy. And Laura's saying, actually, no. Wearing the thickest jacket, looking like a bear.
Big furry jacket on
you. Exactly. Isn't really going to make you that much warmer. There's easier ways to stay warm.
Or better ways, certainly.
Yeah.
And Pat's
cheaper ways.
Yeah. Do you have any bright ideas?
Yeah.
You know, what's your clever plan? How are you going to dress for the cold?
A bright idea is a good, brilliant, excellent idea. And Laura says, you should dress in layers.
Aha.
Now, remember layers yesterday? Mm-hmm. In the last part of the article, we were talking about layers of clothing. You might have a jacket on, and then a sweater, and then a t-shirt. These are different layers, like different floors in a building or different parts to a sandwich. One goes on top of the other, followed by another. And that's the idea of dressing in layers. So you don't wear just one thick thing. You wear three or four thin things. And that would be a number of layers.
Yeah, and Laura's going to drop some scientific knowledge on us here
to explain why. Why is layers
well,
good?
She says each layer of clothing traps air between it.
Yep.
So between the one layer and the next layer. And trapped air stops you from losing heat.
Yep.
So it's not just layers of material of clothing. There's also a layer of clothing, a layer of air. Layer of clothing, a layer of air. Okay, so you're building up all these layers, and so the heat can't get out. It's just trapped. The trapped air is really good at keeping the heat inside, okay? Now, to trap something, you catch it and hold it in place so it can't escape. So this air can't get out from between the layers of clothing. And so it kind of traps the heat in as well. We could also say, help! My foot is trapped in this hole in the ground! I can't move it! I can't get free!
Oh, no.
Mm.
That's very dangerous.
It is.
All right, well, we'll save Pat after the article. But first, it's Pat again who speaks, and he's understanding Laura's idea here, what she's explaining. He says, I see. So I should put on a long-sleeve t-shirt, then a wool sweater, then a jacket over it. So that would be three different layers. And the first word there, the first layer there, I should say, that Pat was talking about was a t-shirt layer. That would go against his skin. That would be the bottom layer, as you will. And long-sleeved is a type of shirt. The sleeves are the parts that your arms go through or come out of, right? The part that goes from your shoulder, your upper body, down to your wrist, down to the end of your arms. And a long sleeve, well, it reaches right down to your wrist. If you wear a t-shirt in the summer, That would be a short sleeve t-shirt. And if you're in the winter, a long sleeve t-shirt would be a good idea because it will go all over your body and all over your arms. Long sleeved is spelled LONGSLEEVED. It's an adjective, long sleeved. Here we have an example with the opposite, short sleeved. It says it looks a little strange to wear a short sleeved shirt with a tie.
Okay, whereas a long-sleeved shirt with a tie would be fine. That kind of looks normal. Yeah. Now, so Pat has got a long-sleeved t-shirt on and then a wool sweater.
That's his second layer.
Yeah, a sweater, which in the UK is sometimes known as a jumper. That's a word you might hear sometimes. It's a long-sleeved, again, another long-sleeved piece of clothing, and you put it over a t-shirt. Now, sweaters are often thick, and they're warm, they're quite comfortable. And a wool sweater is one made of wool, so that's hair from a sheep or perhaps a goat.
Mm-hmm. And Laura is very happy that Pat fully understands her idea. So she says, now you're talking. Now you're talking is basically a way of saying, that is a good idea. Now you understand. Now you're making good sense. It's also our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
I'm hungry.
Me too. Do you want to try that noodle place nearby?
No, I didn't like that one very much.
How about that steak restaurant you like?
Now you are talking.
What? I've been talking this whole time. Are you listening to me?
Now you are talking means I agree with what you're saying.
Got it. Now you're talking is 你说对了,这才像样.
That's right. When you said steak, I thought, now you're talking. That place has good ice cream, too.
Now you're talking.
Enough talking. Let's go.
Okay, so that was our shortcut for you. Let's look at the next sentence of the article, which says, Laura is talking. She says, you could also try one of these down jackets.
Ooh, those are very warm.
They are. Now, down, D-O-W-N, same as the direction. Here it's a noun, and it means the feathers from ducks and geese and similar birds. And you can put these inside layers of cloth to make soft, warm clothes and also blankets. You get a lot of bed clothes that are made out of down.
They're the inner feathers from a duck or a geese. They keep the ducks warm, so they keep people warm, right? So very, very soft, very, very good at trapping heat. And Pat has another great idea. He says, on top of these, the hand warmers here definitely grabbed my attention because gloves and mittens are good on your hands, but having a hand warmer or an outside source of heat or a way of keeping your hands extra warm, they would definitely be a good idea, and they definitely grabbed his attention. We have that little phrase, on top of. On top of is just another way of saying as well as, or in addition, or also. Mm-hmm. All right, so on top of this, I have something else. Okay. Hand warmers.
Hand warmers indeed. Now, hand warmers, where I'm more used to this is that they're usually metal or plastic, mm-hmm. and they are filled with chemicals or a liquid that warms up when you hold them, or you can get electric ones. You can even charge some these days in USB ports.
Oh,
and
really?
They will stay warm for like 6 hours, and you recharge them again.
Okay.
And they're hand warmers because you can hold them in your hand or put them in your pockets to keep your hands warm in winter. Now, in Taiwan, everybody is familiar with the disposable ones, the bags full of that kind of grayish powder that you shake and hold in your hands that people have. My wife calls them warm, warm bags, which
warm bags. It's
kind of a literal translation from the Chinese. But that's what she often uses. But I've said that she should get some electric ones because they don't have to be thrown away. They're better for the environment. They don't create waste. Okay, but that's what hand warmers are. Okay, now Pat says these hand warmers definitely grabbed his attention. We use this adverb definitely, then we mean certainly. He is 100% sure. He's being absolutely certain about it. So, for example, we could say, I'm definitely coming to the party tonight, so I'll see you there. I'm 100% sure I'm coming, and these hand warmers have definitely 100% grabbed his attention.
That's right. They did grab his attention. Grab is a verb. It's spelled G-R-A-B. Now, if you grab something in the physical world, in the real world, that means you reach out and close your hand around it very, very quickly. If someone tries to steal your phone, they might grab it out of your hands. Or if your little brother is playing with your favorite toy, you might grab it back from him before he breaks it. Take it away from him very quickly. But when we're talking about your attention, well, you can't touch your attention. It's just what you're thinking about, what you're focusing on. So if something grabs your attention, it gets your attention. If you're suddenly, you know, walking down the street and suddenly a pink dog runs by,
what?
That would definitely grab your attention. You would stop what you're doing and start looking at this strange pink dog and think, what is that and where is it coming from and what's going on here? So it really gets your attention. It attracts your attention in a very quick and powerful way. For example, the huge, tasty-looking donuts in the bakery window definitely grabbed my attention. They were as big as a car tire.
Wow. So Laura then says, Pat, you look hot. Yeah.
And Pat says, yeah, I know, I look sexy.
So I think he's misunderstood the real meaning of the word hot, because Laura says, I mean warm, silly. Your face is red. So of course we can use hot to mean attractive, but here she just means, no, you're actually overheating. You're all red. Maybe you should take some of those clothes off.
Or maybe she meant both.
Maybe.
But anyways, Pat sighs and puts down some clothes, so he assumes that she's just talking. That he looks like his temperature is getting a little high. He sighs and puts down some clothes. There's a lovely sigh from the man, Pat. And yeah, a sigh is a sound. It's spelled S-I-G-H. It's a verb. It's not actually a word. It's that sound that you make, or when you make the sound of letting out your breath with a little bit of noise to show some kind of feeling, a feeling like being bored, frustrated, tired, like you're getting sick of everything and you just want to stop and go home. Like that.
It could
kind
be
of
relief
thing.
As well.
Like, it could be relief. Ooh, that's true.
You, I got away with it.
When you thought something bad could happen, but it turns out it's good news, you mean, oh, that's good. Anyway, so you're sort of letting out this breath with a bit of noise as a way of expressing some kind of emotion. For example, Bob sighed as the teacher began another long and boring lecture.
Okay, well, as Pat sighs, the article comes to an end, which means it's time for us to move to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So which is our For You Chat question for today is, what are some other good ways to stay warm in winter? Something you at least should be an expert on, Canadian
well,
as you are.
Yeah, I would say we talked about gloves and mittens and things like that. A scarf. That makes a big difference. The scarf is that long thing that you wrap around your neck. That can make a big difference. A hat that
covers
your ears.
I had a woolly hat, yeah.
Very, very useful. Wear two pairs of socks.
That doesn't help unless they're the right kind of socks.
Well, sure, but it's better than one, so I'd say that would be good. And if your hands are really cold, wear a pair of gloves, but then put an extra large pair of mittens over top of them. Mittens actually do. Mittens are the ones that cover all of your fingers with one sort of pocket, and then there's a little space for your thumb. They keep all your fingers together, and they're actually much warmer than gloves, where your fingers are sort of on their own, getting cool all alone. So mittens are good, and gloves with mittens over top, even better.
Well, you've heard from the expert there. I don't think there's
or
much...
Or just stay inside.
Yeah, I don't think there's much I can add to all of that. So it's time for us to say goodbye. Thanks for listening, everybody. For English For You, I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. What to wear this winter? Pat and Laura are at a clothing store.
I want to get these earmuffs. They're so cute.
I'm more interested in these gloves and long stockings. One of the keys to dressing for the cold is keeping your hands and feet warm.
Wow, you sound like an expert. What else do you want to check?
I also want to buy the biggest, thickest jacket they have.
Staying warm doesn't just mean dressing like a bear.
Do you have any bright ideas?
You should dress in layers. Each layer of clothing traps air between it, and trapped air stops you from losing heat.
I see. So I should put on a long-sleeve t-shirt, then a wool sweater, then a jacket over it all.
Now you're talking. You could also try one of these down jackets.
Well, on top of these, the hand warmers here definitely grabbed my attention.
Pat, you look hot.
Yeah, I know I look sexy.
I mean warm, silly. Your face is red.
Pat sighs and puts down some clothes.
Vocabulary Review.
Stocking. In winter, Yvonne wears thick stockings to keep her legs warm. Expert. Perry is an expert with computers, so I'm sure he can fix your problem. Long-sleeved. You might need a couple of long-sleeved shirts when traveling to Kaohsiung during this time of the year. Grab. The book's unusual cover certainly grabbed my attention. Sigh. The kids all sighed when their mother told them to turn off the TV and go to bed.